Thank you, and good morning. It shook us up, but we're not quite getting the message. That's what Dr. Lori Dangler, earthquake authority at Humboldt State University, is saying about the quake that rattled us on Sunday night. Dangler said the 6.9 quake caused no substantial damage, but she said it's telling us that we still don't know how to protect ourselves when the big one hits. We need to stay in one place.
We're just not doing a good job of getting the message across that you've got to freeze yourself to the spot. If you drop down under a table, that's great, but too many people are moving during the earthquake.
Dangler said that a basic knowledge of what to do during and after an earthquake strikes is the key to personal safety. The search for 34-year-old Eureka resident Maggie Silvies reinforces the importance of letting family and friends know when you are leaving on a trip and where you are going, so that if anything happens, they can assist authorities in case you need help. That happened from Saturday night into Sunday morning after the sheriff's office received a call from Sylvie's sister, who reported that she may be in need of assistance somewhere along the road between Neyland and Bridgeville. Sylvie's vehicle had gotten stuck in the mud, and sheriff's deputies responded by driving the route in their vehicles while a CHP helicopter searched from the air. Early Sunday morning, they located Sylvie's and her passenger. Both were in good health, and officers helped them get their vehicle back on the road. The talk of enacting a county ordinance on limiting campaign contributions for county elections surfaced a few years ago, and the supervisors will discuss a possible measure at today's meeting. County staff have looked at Sonoma County's campaign finance ordinance, which limits how much an individual can donate to a candidate running for a county office. An individual is defined as one person or a business, a trust, a company, a corporation, or any other group of people acting in concert. And while there are no criminal penalties for violating the ordinance, the district attorney's office is authorized to issue fines in Sonoma. If the county adopts a campaign finance ordinance, it will join several other counties across the state that have limited donations in local races. The board is expected to approve a letter of support sent to the Federal Sentencing Commission that would establish more severe sentences for those convicted of marijuana cultivation that results in environmental damage. Congressman Jared Huffman has sponsored bipartisan legislation that would toughen penalties for growers who cause environmental damage on public lands. The letter supports efforts to establish sentencing guidelines and taking action against the environmental and public safety threats posed by trespass growers. For nearly six decades, Merle Harpham was part of the Eureka Police Department, and the Board of Supervisors will take a few minutes to honor the former chief for his service to the city of Eureka. Harpham spent 57 years as a member of the police department and has received every conceivable civic honor in the long career, a career that began as a patrol officer in 1957. Harpham was promoted to sergeant in 68 and to captain in 1977 and served several stints as the interim chief during periods of transition. The supervisors will also honor Harpham for his work in youth sports and local clubs. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
One morning in March can make a real difference for the future of a high school student. This is Jim Ritter with Humboldt Live, the Arcata High School Career and College Center, and the Decade of Difference Initiative. On the morning of March 12th, we will be coordinating our job shadow, which gives students a hands-on, real-life look at what a job or profession involves. Please call me at 839-5114 to sign up to host a student for Job Shadow. The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. As it stands now, there will be no initiatives on the November ballot to legalize possession of marijuana in California. Despite measures that have passed in Colorado and Washington, neither California nor Oregon will take up the issue this autumn. But the questions surrounding legalization still remain, and we could see ballot measures in 2016. Sheriff Mike Downey believes that legalization would have an impact, but you'd still have an underground economy built around marijuana.
I think there's always going to be a black market for marijuana because stronger, better. But I think if legalization came about, there'd have to be some regulatory schemes that are derived. The state would have to ramp up for that. And taxing of it, there's going to be some guidelines as to the potency and how it is grown and where it is grown. It would probably take some time to implement.
Supporters of legalized marijuana have pointed to the wine, beer, and liquor industries as examples of how legalization and regulation have worked, but applying similar regulations to marijuana remains up in the air.
What will the feds do? They've kind of been hands-off on Colorado and Washington. Would they do the same with California? California is a much bigger state, more prolific state. They've taken a different approach here than other states when it comes to medicinal marijuana. So I don't know.
Legalization efforts continue, but remember, Humboldt County has voted against legalization in the past in overwhelming numbers. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning for KINS News and Information. I'm Dan Squire.